What's up, Jeremiah? Here from Hurt Words. You know the deal. It's the intro, so follow us on Twitter at Hurt Words 3. Subscribe and watch us on YouTube. What else we got? Instagram, Hurt Words 3 as well. Haven't done the Patreon account. And on a side note, I fucking hate banks. I absolutely hate banks. I fucking hate banks. And yeah, I'm dealing with the bank right now. It's just so... it's just so fucking aggravating. So aggravating. Why does shit have to be so goddamn complicated all the motherfucking time? Anyways, getting sidetracked. Wanted to come in and talk about Rosenstein for a little bit. First of all, fuck that piece of shit scumbag. I hope he goes to, I hope he gets indicted. Hopefully they do. Hopefully they all do. Loretta Lynch, Obama, Rosenstein, Hillary, everybody. All those fucking traitors, man. Fucking. They sold out to the globalists, thinking they were going to be there at the top with them. No, never. You're never supposed to be at their level. You're a tool. You're all tools. What makes you think that you are going to be there at the breakaway civilization? You know what I mean? Like, you fucking, are you a fucking moron? Well, obviously you're fucking stupid. Just, my God. Don't even get me started. I don't understand how these people thought that they'd get away with this. And if they think that they're going to get away with this, it's fucking bullshit. Because if they do get away with this, I'll be the first one out in the street. My fucking firearms. Making sure everybody's safe from UN soldiers or Antifa or anybody that's anti-American. I'm defending my people. And I'm defending my country. Anyways, Rosenstein. Wow. Wow. You're a liar, bro. You're a fucking liar. That's all you are. Oh, for a whole year, man. And nothing's come up. Just little snippets that have been redacted. Just, we need to impeach him. He needs to be impeached. Everybody needs to sign a petition to call for the resignation or firing of Rosenstein. I mean, they did it for Jeff Sessions. Do you mean, I love getting hurt and smoking too, but do people really love getting hurt and smoking over their country? Because I don't. So if you can send out a petition to sign for everybody to sign for Jeff Sessions, we can do it for Rosenstein. So let's take care of Rosenstein. Let's take care of all these fucking motherfuckers trying to sell out America or put the final nail in the coffin. Really, because they've been selling out America for decades now. Been infiltrated for so long. So sad. So sad, man. So sad that people are so simplistic in that way, that they get power and right away they abuse it. It's like everybody is selfish. But yeah, I lost my train of thought because I'm kind of a little hurt. And I didn't even smoke that much. I guess I took just a really good hit because I hit it for a while. and I instantly felt the head rush, which is a good thing. It's a feeling I welcome because, of course, then you know you're high, you know you're hurt. And so that's that. I'll probably do it again a little bit as soon as I can kind of remember what the fuck I wanted to talk about. There was a bunch of stuff I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Chris Pratt's speech, the MTV Movie Awards. I didn't watch it. I haven't watched them in years. MTV's fucking shit, but TV period is shit. It's all lies and propaganda and just... it's just normalization of different things through TV. So you see TV and most of these characters are shitty people, and then it's just like something shitty and then laugh track, you know, to normalize it. But I mean, for us, like, in fact, watch a couple of episodes of shows that you like without the laugh track on. These people are kind of creepy. You hear that noise? Nah, I'm just kidding. It's the water here. It's right up against this wall right here. So I am going to try to like soundproof this a little bit better for you guys. In fact, I actually want to shoot outside in the nighttime. Oh, you can see the trees in the back right here where we're at. But we're still thinking about it. But anyways, yeah. Okay, so anyways, I fucking went off track crazy. Anyways, Chris Pratt made a speech at the MTV Movie Awards where he thanked God. And they edited it out. That's wild. Of course, they're going to say, like, oh, we edited it out for time. Or maybe they'll just straight up say, yeah, we didn't want people to get offended. Like, you don't want people to get offended? What about Chris Pratt? What if he gets offended? Because he wanted everybody to hear his speech, his entire speech. Are you going to put the edited part back in? No. Not. Because MTV is left-leaning. MTV is shitty. But, yeah, that's weird, man. Because, you know, if it was a minority, a liberal, they wouldn't have done shit to their speech. And they could have said, fuck Donald Trump. Kill Donald Trump. We need to go and stalk people. We need to go and fuck with people and harass people. That wouldn't have been edited out. But because Chris Pratt is white and mentions God. And I'm not a very religious person. Yes, I know. I mean, I had my both my grandfathers on my mother's side and my father's side were / are preachers. So I've grown up with religion around me heavily forever. I mean, 25 now. But I'm still not a very religious person. In fact, I really don't even like to use the word God, because what if God isn't even his name or what he wants to go by, or if he's even real? But here's the thing, is I'm not an atheist, because I can't prove that he's real, but I can't prove that he's not real. The only thing I have to go off of is faith, and with faith, I mean, I have faith in myself, you know. I have faith in people and other things. Yes, I get faith. You need faith. But sometimes faith isn't enough. You know, I'm just somebody that has to see the proof. You know, there's proof that the globalists exist. There's documentation, you know, of of everything that's going on, it's been going on, of the different operations, you know, everything, anything and everything. There's proof of what goes on in the world, except for, I mean, there's even proof that Hillary Clinton used a regular ass email, regular basic account, so that nothing was documented. Because if you use a government server, or, I mean, whatever they call it, I'm too hurt to even remember the actual term, but everything is documented. It's recorded because you're an elected official or government official. She used a regular email, so none of that documentation could happen. There's proof of that. I don't have proof that God exists, but I also don't have proof that God doesn't exist. You're saying, well, how does that doesn't make any sense, because you just said you need proof. But I mean, there's no proof that God doesn't exist. There's no, yeah, I guess if you've seen Zeitgeist, I guess you could believe that too. I've seen Zeitgeist, or he's a geist, but even then, even still, I can't, you know. Anyways, I just feel like everybody should be able to say what they want to say, express themselves, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody and affect anybody. I don't see Chris Pratt's statement in thanking God, involving God, hurts anybody. You might not agree with his beliefs, but does it physically hurt you? Does it physically cause you harm? Are you going to see a doctor? Are you going to the emergency room? Do you need surgery? Are you gonna live? Are you gonna make it? Is it that you're just pissed off because you don't agree with his idea, or are you really being affected by this? Because if you're not really being affected by what it is you're taking offense to, then you can shut the fuck up. And stop being a little bitch. And grow some fucking balls. And realize that we all have to coexist and get along. Too fucking bad. There's people out there that I don't agree with. I don't agree with liberals. But I don't think liberalism is even an idea. I think it's just... I really believe that liberalism is a mental illness. Because they're brainwashed victims. So I can't even... That's my argument to that, okay? But I don't care. If a liberal came up to me and said, fuck you for supporting Donald Trump, you stupid beaner, you wetback, whatever, I'm not going to take offense to any of that. I'll probably find it hilarious as shit. I will find it hilarious as shit. But if he's just, or she's telling me shit, I don't fucking care. I don't care. You want to tell me shit? Tell me shit. All right? If I'm with my family, that's another thing. I'm going to be a little bit more cautious. I'll be more serious. I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to be watching. But if you put your hands on any of my family, you put your hands on me, then you can really take offense to what my fucking hands are going to do to you. Words are words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Do I have to simplify it for you that much? You fucking idiots out there listening. Not all of you. I'm not calling all my listeners fucking idiots. Hopefully some of you guys are awake. It's just, my God, the world we live in today is just, they push this idea of globalization, one world government, where we're all equal, and everything is fair and equal, okay? Everything is fair and equal. In the end, the only thing that's going to be fair and equal is the amount of oppression and tyranny each individual of the world feels, or encounters, or endures. That's it. It's oppression. Enslavement. That's what globalization is. That's what one world government is. Think about a worldwide third world, where you have the global elite sitting at the top and we're out here starving. Thirsty, dying of sickness. All done by design. I mean, people think I'm crazy all the fucking time. I'm not crazy. I'm ready, motherfuckers. I'm not crazy. I'm ready. You should be ready too. I love my country, but I also love the entire world. Everybody in the entire world deserves prosperity and actual fairness and equality. Not this bullshit idea that they're pushing, this just socialism and globalism. I'm not for that bullshit. You really want to get shit done, work things out, really try, you know, take the Trump approach and not talk about it, but actually do it. Because you always hear Democrats and the left, no matter where they are in the world, whatever government they're a part of, country, they always lie. They always say, we're going to do this. We're going to bring jobs back. We're going to blah, 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 blah. Anything to get you to vote for me so I can come in and sell you out. That's what they tell you. But they never actually do it. These are the same people working for the elite. To me, there's some correlation there. Because Donald Trump comes in and he tells you that these people are corrupt and what he's going to do. And sure enough, these people are turning out to be corrupt, even though we fucking knew they were corrupt way before this. And he actually says Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Oh my God, I love that, man. I fucking love that. Americanism, not globalism. Oh, one thing about my shirt too. It's a Ringworm Band shirt. I like their music. I don't give a shit about their lyrics too much before someone tries to say, well, you're wearing a Ringworm t-shirt. Look at their band, what they talk about. Shut up. It's just music. Okay? Stupid fucks. He comes in and he actually does what he said he was going to do. Not all of it, but hey, his term's not up. And I don't agree with the shit you did in Syria or still signing the omnibus bill, but I mean, you're doing better than, you know, you got more good done than you fucked up. So if you want to take the Trump approach to fixing the world, fixing the issues that plague us today, then I'm all for it. I'm here to help. I'll volunteer because I want prosperity for everybody, even my enemies, even the people I hate or have had problems with in the past. I want prosperity for them. We've been doing this for too long, guys. This systematic oppression, they're taking everything away from us. Are you even human when you're some, just even some of your rights are taken away? Free speech, are you human? I mean, yeah, you're human. Genetically, you're human. But what's the point if you're not? But it, free speech is basically them telling you what you can and can't say. Why can't people of the left realize that? That's what it is. It's not hate speech. They keep saying hate speech, hate speech. You know, take away free speech so we could ban hate speech. Hate speech. No, you fucking idiots. If they take away free speech, they can tell you what you can and can't say. Even you, the people on the left. I don't understand how they don't realize that. How do you not fucking realize that? You fucking morons. I just get really mad because I don't get the liberal mindset. The liberal mindset to me is so retarded. And if I'm offending people, listening too fucking bad. Close your ears. Don't listen to the podcast. I don't fucking need you to listen to this podcast if you're going to take offense and then just comment on shit or email us just bitching. I'm not going to reply. You know why? Because you're a fucking waste of time. Because I'm already telling you, I'm checking you right now while you're listening. Don't fucking listen to the podcast if you're offended. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything illegal. If you get offended, don't listen. Don't watch. Go watch something else. Go listen to something else. I don't fucking care. I just see clips and clips and clips and audio clips, and you listen to audio snippets of liberals, and it's just, wow. Wow. Some of these liberals even just think that, like that, with the snap of a finger, something is just going to happen for them. That's how lazy they are. They don't want to do it because, something will just happen. And I'll be all right. And I'll be taken care of. Been watching too much reality television, man. That's not the way it works. You want something, you go out and get it. You don't have the means to get it, find them. Work for it. There's no excuses. Don't be fucking lazy. I walk an average of 8 to 10 miles a day at work. Shamefully, when my coworkers used the Apple Fit app. And that's what we got. And I'm outside in the sun. And yeah, I get home tired. But you know what? The next day I wake up. 5:30 in the morning. And I get my ass out there and I do my fucking job. I'm not bitching because I have the job I have. That's on me. I can change where I work, how I get my money. I can do that. But I realize that just like people of the left should do, you have to do it. You have to want it. You have to put in the work. I busted my ass this past couple of months so I could buy this new equipment. I didn't bitch or complain. I just went out and fucking did it because I know I wanted this equipment. Stop being fucking pussies. There's no excuse. Older generations laugh at you. People like me laugh at you. You want to know why? I'm 25 years old. I'm supposed to be one of these dumbass liberals. Especially because I'm a minority. Grew up in a Democratic voting family. The black sheep of my family. I'm probably the only... There's only two Trump supporters in my family. And we get shit on all the time. My family. And it's like, do we break up the family or do we just give them respect and let them say what they want to say because we're younger than them anyways, and obviously we know they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Let's just keep the family together, right? Let's, between me and you, we'll shake on it. We'll let them say that what they want to say. Whatever. But that's family. If you're stuck in life and you're not happy, do something about it. You yourself do something about it. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. It's not how it works. And literally, that's not how it works. I'm sorry, guys. I know I go on a rant and I just start fucking going all over the fucking place, but it's like, Jesus Christ, I just get... I don't know, it just bothers me. That's why I like to smoke. Helps me from, I guess, like, overloading myself, because I just overthink way too much. And then when I'm hurt... It's just an intensive, deep thought. It's just a thought on another level. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think everybody should smoke if they can smoke. Some people aren't going to be able to smoke, but if you are one of those people that can, you're going to be able to smoke, shit, do it. Clear your mind. My buddy was talking to me about... I'm going to botch this word, guys, so don't laugh at me. Don't make fun of me. Let me look it up before I botch it. But it was on the news a while back because they wanted to basically kind of make it illegal. But... Oh, it's called Kratom? Kratom. My buddy was telling me that he actually takes it and it just gives him like a deeper sense of purpose almost. He gets motivation. He gets like motivated. The work we do is... It's not as hard as other people's work is, because I've done harder stuff than this, but being out in the sun and walking as much as we do, having to drink as much water, you know, staying hydrated and stuff, it's pretty tough waking up in the morning, like, yeah, I was good to do, done, and stuff like that. You know, not all the time, especially like towards the end of the week. You know, your last day where you're like, oh my God, it's the last day. I want this day to be over. That day. Where you're like tired, really tired. You know, your shoulders might be sore again. Your back might be sore again. You know, your hips might hurt again. Whatever hurts you. I got a bad shoulder. And a bad lower back. It's not bad. It's just, like you can see, I'm slouching. I have a weak back. See, that's me right there for real. Just slouching. Shouldn't. It's bad for you. But yeah, I really want to try Creighton. And the only reason I'm even willing to try is because I know there's organic forms with no additives and stuff like that. And it's natural. It's 100% natural. If it's natural, I'll try it. If it's not natural, nope. We were talking about SSRIs also. And it's so dumb of me. It's like, it's so stupid of me. But I was actually prescribed Paxil. And just go the natural route, man. Natural is better. Go to your local market there. I say local because local is the best. You know, here we have a local spot we go to. It's awesome. Everything's fresh and organic. It's pricey, but it's worth it. It's worth it for the quality. You get what you pay for. Look at McDonald's. McDonald's burgers like a dollar something. There's nanotech. Well, that's kind of crazy, right? Because there's nanotechnology in McDonald's food. But it's like really cheap. You think it'd be like an arm and a leg. It's just technology in it. But it's bad for you, so it's cheap. That's why it's cheap, because it's bad for you. It's too high. Forgot what I was talking about, guys. Sorry. I think it's time to burn my beard off. Ah, just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. I forgot the fuck what I was talking about. I seriously forgot what I was talking about. But anyways, I'll probably oh, Paxil. I'm telling you guys, it's just brain overload. I'm thinking so much. There's so much that I have to just get out. I forget. But anyways, yeah, they pretty much want you to take the stuff that's bad for you. I was having some issues with anxiety. Still do. I think I've always have. I don't know how the hell I did it when I was younger. I really don't know how I did it. I guess I have to say my family played a big part because I was always with my cousins. They always took care of me and I always took care of them. So I really think it was just my cousins. So shout out to my cousins, all of them. All my family. All of my family who just sat down and listened to me vent. Oh, I love you. But I was prescribed Paxil. And up until then, I never experienced an anxiety attack. I always felt worried or scared or nervous about stuff intensely. But I never had like a breakdown or anything like that, or like, you know, I couldn't breathe. And, you know, none of that. But I was just prescribed Paxil. And took it. I was taking it, and the first time I took it, I could not do it, man. I could not do it. I already felt entirely different. I know I've talked about this in past podcasts, but it's just so important that I feel that I need to talk about this, because if I can get people to go a natural route or just find a hobby or some, just another way to relieve stress or find somebody to talk to or just some, an outlet for you guys, other than these prescription medications, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about it. But it made me feel 1,000 times worse. And I took it for about a week. And in the course of this week that I'm talking about, a lot of stuff changed. First off, I ended up having an anxiety attack while at work. And at the time, I was a bus driver for the city. So, yeah, there's people on my bus. Yeah, think about it. There's people on my bus. I already, before the medication, was terrified of driving with that many, or being responsible for that many lives. Because that is what I would think about when I was at work. Because I'm responsible for these people's lives. I'm going to take care of them the best I can. But if something were to happen to this bus and it be my fault, I'm going to feel shitty. So it's just like that. That is what I always worried about. But I started taking this Paxil, and then I ended up having an anxiety attack with people on the bus. I had to stop the bus. You know, EMT came, or paramedics came. They checked me out, told me I had an anxiety attack, this and that. And it was just ugly. It was just terrible, ugly. I wish I didn't go through that, especially with the people on the bus, because I don't even remember if there was children on the bus. I'm just a very caring person, although I don't agree with a lot of people, and you hear me talk shit and everything like that. I'm a pretty nice guy. Just don't fuck with me, okay? But I'm a nice guy. Even if you don't share that same ideas as me, if I'm providing a service to you or doing something for you, I'm going to do that to my full capability, okay? But I ended up having an anxiety attack on Paxil. Not only that, ultimately, my wife told me to stop taking it because I don't remember how many days it was. I don't know if it was 2 or 3. I don't remember. Because I kind of don't remember this even happening. But my wife told me you went 2-3 days without eating anything. No breakfast, no lunch, no dinner, no midnight snack for 3 days, 2 or 3 days. I don't remember if it's 2 or 3. I'd have to ask my wife. She's sleeping right now. I'm not going to wake her up. And ultimately, my wife was the one that said, no, I don't want you taking these things. You're not eating. Like, you know, I'm already pretty thin. Could you imagine if I stopped eating? I mean, I feel like, I mean, it's SSRIs are so bad. Antidepressants are so bad. Even like Ambien and shit like that. Don't take it. Take melatonin. Melatonin is natural. And you can get an all-natural melatonin vitamin, or get hurt, smoke some of this, find out how much you need to make you sleepy, go to sleep. It'll be the greatest sleep you ever get in your life. Comfortable sleep. You hit that blanket, it's like, oh god, you know. There's alternative medicine. You know what alternative medicine is? Natural medicine. It's given to you by Mother Nature. Go the natural route. Don't go the man-made route. There's only certain things that make sense for you to use that are man-made, like a car. You know, nature doesn't make fucking cars. Now, medicine. Treat yourself naturally. I don't know. I worry about this generation because this generation is full of people like myself with anxiety issues and just who knows. I mean, I feel like this isn't a personal issue. This isn't even an issue that's brought on by the way I grew up, because my father left, my mother was a single parent, and I grew up poor. I don't even think it's because of that. I think it's just because it's systematic and I know myself, because even though sometimes I get worried or I just let it get to me too much, even then without smoking, I can overcome myself mentally. I can overcome. So I don't feel like it's really something wrong with me. I think it's, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? That's what me and my buddy were talking about at work. Is like, who really fucking knows? I don't know. What else did I want to talk to you guys about? There's another thing I want to talk to you guys about. Chris Pratt, his speech. I like Chris Pratt a lot. A lot. It's a good guy. It's a good guy and a good actor. But I like his character. So far, I like his character. But what else we got going on today? I know there was a couple of other things I wanted to talk to you guys about, but right now I can't remember for the life of me. And then I die. another thing, I want to say this. Just because I feel like I have to say it every now and then. If I turn up dead, if something ever happens to me, and they say I killed myself, I did not kill myself. Same thing for Rem. Same thing for the rest of our family. If something happens to us, please look into it. Because I feel like Hurt Words is a target, especially with how they treat us on Twitter. And sometimes even here on YouTube, with some of the numbers just being off, like really off. But what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? All I can do is hope and pray that somebody else comes out with another platform. Maybe we'll go to Vimeo, whatever the fuck. But YouTube is just, everybody watches YouTube. But another media platform like Gab. I want to check out Gab. We need to sign up for Gab. Excuse me. Fucking hurt. But anyways, that's that. Let's do this. Freaking love smoking. Freaking love it. I'm gonna toke till I croak. That's what's gonna happen for this guy. There's nothing you can do about it. But anyways, yeah, I wanna try that kratom. I know I went fucking way off topic and I just like brought it back to the kratom, but yeah. I want to try it. It's all natural. I just want to see how it affects me. My buddy said he'll give me some, but I'm going to try it, see how it makes me feel. If it makes me feel too talkative, too up, too energized, kind of like
if it's too much.
Excuse me. If it's too much of an upper, I'm not going to take it. But a lot of people in Taiwan or Thailand, I believe, I don't remember which which he said, but you know, they drink it at lunch or before work or at lunch at or both before work, so they, you know, so they're, you know, pretty much ready for the day, and then, you know, they'll drink it at lunch, so, you know, the rest of the day they make it into a little tea, sell little capsules as well. But I just want to give it a try. You know, I'm open to anything natural, really. It's fine with me. I'll do it. But I guess that's going to do it for today, guys, because this was really supposed to be a hurt session. It's probably only supposed to talk like 20, 25 minutes. We're at the 46-minute mark. But, yeah, I guess that's it. I don't really have anything to say. All I can say is it's... I'm going to tell you what time it is where I'm at. 6:26 in the morning where I'm at. I'm going to stay awake because I'm going to go take my mommy out to breakfast. That's right. I'm a mama's boy, but I would have been a daddy's boy too if my dad hadn't been a fuck up and left. But I'm gonna go take my mom out for breakfast. I'm pretty excited for that because I haven't seen my mom in 2 weeks. Miss my mom. Sorry, mom. I love you. I don't do it on purpose. Then I'm gonna try to pick up. So if I get arrested today or something happens today, I just feel like something might happen today. And you hear this, or you're seeing this, send Rim a message and just find out if anything happened. But after that, that's it. I think we're going to go, me and my wife are going to go to a concert today. Man, I don't know if I'm going to make it to breakfast. Nah, I'll drink a cup of coffee and stuff. I'll be all right. I'll take my True Blue Selenium and my Brain Force, my Survival Shield X2. No, but for us, I really will. But, man, guys, please share the podcast, spread the word, share the links. Post everywhere. I feel like it's just going to be really hard for me and Rem to get out there, really get noticed, because we're minorities who go against the establishment, and I am a Trump supporter. Rem isn't all the way. He doesn't call himself a Trump supporter, but I openly do, and I don't give a fuck what people think about me or of it. And I'm Hispanic, you know, and I like hardcore music. I'm not perfect, you know. I like hardcore music. I like getting a bald fade and edge up. Yep, my hair is different. I cut my hair. I was tired of the long hair, especially in the heat. So I went back to before I started growing out my hair. I like Star Wars. I like that 70s show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Transformers, animated, Dragon Ball Z. I mean, I like a lot of shit. I'm a normal person. Okay? I just don't talk about that stuff on the podcast because I feel like it's not that important, or it's not as important as telling you the truth about what's going on and what is happening in the world today. That's pretty much what going against the establishment is. Telling you what they're doing. Okay? Me and Rem are minorities. Black and Hispanic. They don't want people like us informing other people. That's real. I'm telling you, our Twitter stuff is weird. We'll jump up followers and then we'll drop down followers in a span of 1-2 days. And we don't have that many followers, but we've never been able to break even a certain number of followers. And I don't even know if that's even real. You know? Maybe it's true. I don't know. But after being suspended, it's just really weird. It's just really weird. And it's just really weird that it happens on all three of platforms that I'm thinking of, or that we use, or we're on, you know, numbers we look at. So I don't know. Maybe we just, I don't know. I just hope they're not suppressing us or keeping us away from you guys. That's why I say spread the link, share the word. I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. Means a lot, especially if you're returning listeners. You come back and you listen. You check out every episode or whatever, but it means a lot to us. It really does. And I'm going to set up the Patreon account soon, the PayPal account. That way, if you would like to donate, because we're a very small scale operation. And we're just trying to really fund mostly just, I guess, now the marketing side of things, you know, spreading the word, getting us out there. One thing I do want to buy is a better camera, and probably Adobe, so I can edit. I would like to do videos for you guys, edited videos for you guys, as well as the podcast and the live stream. We want to put as much content out there for you guys as much as we can. So, Hurt Words, want to do different things, you know. Hurt Words, want to do a wrestling show. I want to do that with my other brother-in-law, Ed Rim. Call it Wrestle Hurt. I haven't done a Wrestle Hurt in a while, but I'll tell you why I haven't done a Wrestle Hurt real quick. It's because wrestling fucking sucks right now. Well, WWE fucking sucks right now. Not NXT. And not certain wrestlers. But storyline-wise, if they're involved in a storyline, most of these storylines are just so fucking retarded. Anyways, that's why I'm not really haven't been watching wrestling too much. I have been watching NXT. And I've been keeping up with New Japan and ROH, but I just haven't talked about it, and I'm sorry. I apologize if you like wrestling and you want to hear about wrestling, but I want to do Wrestle Hurt. That's why I haven't done it. It's because I'm waiting to make a new, you know, channel and whatever the fuck, but we'll hold off on that. But anyways, if you'd like to donate, please donate if you can. If not, hey, cool, fine, whatever, I understand. But we love you guys. Keep your head up. Remember, you're not alone. You're never alone. You're never alone. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. Send me a message. Man, I've probably went through what you've went through. Maybe I haven't. Maybe Ram has. But I know somebody else out there has. And maybe I can connect you with them. But I've gone through a lot of shit myself, guys. And I'm going to go through a lot of shit still. Okay? Life isn't easy peasy lemon squeezy. Sometimes it's fucking tough. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's tragic and heartbreaking. But you can't let it get you down. Life itself is hard enough. So in life, remember, it's going to suck. But one thing you can do to make life just easier, a lot easier, is fight the globalists. Because life, regular life, is hard enough. What's going on with society is even crazier. tougher and more of a burden with pharmaceuticals in the water and the food they feed us and the air we breathe and the microwaves going around and Wi-Fi and 5G technology rolling out and AI technology and social engineering. It's hard. It's hard. Believe me, I know it's hard. That's why I smoke. Keep your fucking head up. Do not let the globalists win. We love you guys. I love you guys. Good morning. Have a good day. I really hope you have a good day. I really hope nobody fucks up your day. Shit's all over. Everything you got going on for today. Peace out. God bless you. Higher power bless you. Whatever you believe in, bless you. And have a good day for real. I really mean that. I want you to have a good day. Because today I had a bad day. And I know how it is having a bad day. I hope you have a good day. If you have a bad day, just remember, I know you're going to say, I'm having a bad day, but my shift ain't even over. It's not over, but it will be over eventually. Don't worry about it. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it ruin your family time or whatever, you know? We love you guys. Hurt Nation. Peace out. Stay hurt. Get even more hurt. Thank you. Thank you. Hurt Nation. Bullet Club. 4444. Wow. 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 Imagine fucking all beatboxing and shit. Bye, guys. It was fun talking to you. Fuck Rosenstein. Fuck MTV, fuck the globalists, fuck anybody trying to fuck with you and me.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.